Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The right fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting third. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Dan Plesac. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thomas Howard. Batting second. The left fielder, Alex Cole. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Armstrong. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fermin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hamilton takes first base on ball four. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Armstrong fires to first and picks off Hamilton. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Cole batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Cole takes first base on ball four. Howard moves to second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Berga bunts in front of the plate. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. Howard moves to third. Cole moves to second. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Alomar is walked intentionally. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sorrento strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Yount strikes out. One out. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fermin juggles the ball. That's an error on Fermin. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Seitzer hits a fly ball into left field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gantner hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. There goes Stubbs trying to get to third. Whiten throws the ball into Fermin, who tags Stubbs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Whiten hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Furman hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hamilton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hamilton hits a fly ball into left field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cole is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cole strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Berga is 0-for-0 in the game. Berga hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Stubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Stubbs hits a line drive beyond first. Sorrento can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Vaughn moves to third. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Alomar is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sorrento is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrento strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops it up and throws to first, with Armstrong covering, for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2-0. There goes Molitor. The throw from Alomar and he is out, Lewis applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Whiten is 0-for-1 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Fermin is 0-for-1 in the game. Fermin hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hamilton hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Howard. Hamilton reaches second base with a double. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hamilton scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Howard. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Surhoff moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis misplays the ball. That's an error on Lewis. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Stubbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground for a single. Surhoff scores. Vaughn scores. Yount moves to third. It's 4-0, Brewers. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Stubbs. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Stubbs steals second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yount tags and scores. Stubbs tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-0, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner strikes out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Shaw now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There goes Fletcher. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Fletcher steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howard strikes out. 1 out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cole is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cole strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Fetters now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground for a single. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Shaw. Hamilton moves to second. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 2 in the game. Sorrento hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Whiten batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Whiten is 0 for 2 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stubbs is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Stubbs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a fly ball into left field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Nunez now pitching. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis hits a pop-up into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Livas pinch hits for Felix Fermin. Jesse Livas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Livas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thomas Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cole is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cole hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tony Perez-Chica now playing third base. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez-Chica fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berga strikes out. One out. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.